This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for November the 13th, 2014. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher? Johnson?
Here.
Springer?
Here.
Bollinger?
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and view the site in question and usually comes back to make a decision at the meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes of the October meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Lisa.
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Springer?
Yep.
Bollinger?
Yes. We're going to go to item B first, which is case number 14-084 at 931 State Street. It's a C3 district. A request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 20 feet to 15 feet, submitted by Elio Milani. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
This is the site in question. It's southwest of the intersection of 10th Street and State Streets. It's the current site of a previously occupied gas station, which has been in disrepair for years. The site has actually been subject to some code violations through our department, and fortunately, we have a developer who is interested in redeveloping the property, which would include tearing down the existing structures and building a new convenience store with its associated gas pumps out in front. Site being displayed before you is a rendition of how the site plan will look. Convenience store will be in this towards the back end of the lot or the south end of the lot. Gas pumps will have a canopy covering it, and the issue for us this evening is the setback of the canopy. The canopy will protrude 5 foot into the required front yard setback, and that's why they're seeking a variance. The applicant feels that the separation between the gas pumps and the convenience store is the minimum needed to give ample room for parking, as well as safe maneuverability of vehicles traveling in and out of the convenience store and accessing and entering and exiting the gas pumps. No structure touching the ground will intrude into any setback. He'll be observing the required side yard setbacks, the rear yard setbacks. It's only the raised portion of the canopy, and it will be raised high enough that both semi-trucks and fire trucks will be able to get underneath it with plenty of clearance. This site plan is, if it were submitted today, for the lot as it exists, will fit. However, as part of the I-74 corridor project, the Department of Transportation is acquiring an additional 5 foot strip of land in front of the structure. And it is that acquisition, and it's a mandated acquisition, that causes the setback issue. Therefore, staff certainly accepts the applicant's assertion that they have nothing to do with that mandated reduction of their property, which is causing the setback issue, and therefore this was all beyond their control and a hardship that they did not cause themselves. We have seen some success here in the city with some older gas station sites that have been redeveloped. I think of the new Big Ten Mart at Middle Road and I-74 right across from the Duck Creek Plaza, and the new Shell station down at the bottom of Devil's Glen at the intersection with State Street. Both sites were, again, kind of like this, getting in disrepair, and it's been a very positive redevelopment, and we look forward to that in the downtown area as well. I believe that summarizes the request, I did receive a phone contact from the owners of State Street Interiors. Once it was explained to them what the project was, why the request was being made because of the acquisition, they were very favorable to the project, and they said they looked forward to the site being redeveloped. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you go back to the podium, sir, and state your name and address?
Back
here. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ethan Lomiani. I'm an architect in Rock Island, Illinois, and I'm also licensed in Iowa. And in the front row is Mr. Dev Bastola, who is the owner of the property for which I am appearing this evening, and his son. And Mr. Bastola has ownership of a similar establishment on West River Drive and Myrtle, the Shell Station, which is across the street from where there is a present strip center going up under his ownership. And he's been there for a number of years. And this is going to be very similar to that. And it was, as was explained this evening, the request for the variance is something that came about because the owner received a letter from the state of Iowa here a couple of months ago stating that they were taking 5 feet of his front property. And here we are with a plan that is very tight, and we're requesting that, hey, if we built it today, it'd be legal, but when they take ownership, it's going to be illegal. So we're asking for the variance. It's as simple as that.
Thank you, sir. Is there anything else you have to say?
That's it.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there questions from the board? My one question is there adequate room for public sidewalk and all that in front of this that will be adequate, John,
yes,
to
yes,
access the property? There will be.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
Are there other properties along here that are now going to be losing setback?
I don't know the answer to that. When I was speaking to the owners of State Street Interiors, they were surprised that same thing wasn't happening to them.
Well, but they're not building.
Yes.
So it might not be.
No, they'd know if they were. They would know if there was going to be an acquisition.
Oh, they don't know about the acquisition.
Yeah, that's correct.
They haven't heard about an acquisition.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In answer to your question, yes, there are other businesses down in that general vicinity that are affected.
From 10th Street West?
Okay. I've had several inquiries as is my sign going to be too close to the street now from number of property owners.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this request? What's the board's decision?
Well, I have no questions and I have no objection. I would, I guess, unless hearing some conversation from amongst the board, I would make a motion that we approve the application as submitted in case 14-084 at 931 State Street.
I second.
Motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Fodiger?
Yes. Case number 14-084 at 931 State Street, a C3 district, has been approved. We'll go to number A now, which is case number 14-083. It's 5770 Little Lane, an R1 district, a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 30 feet to 15 feet to allow construction of a house, submitted by Gary Shoemaker. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located at the northeast corner of the intersection of Little Lane and Monk's Road. Monk's Road running this direction here. To orient you, Valley Drive is down here, and off the top end of the display is Crow Creek Road. The site is accessible from either of those two main thoroughfares. The applicant would like to build an L-shaped house on this lot. The red line on the display currently being shown to you shows the required setbacks with 30-foot setback off of Monk's Road, 30-foot setback off of Little Lane, a 40-foot setback off of the rear or north of the lot, and then to the east of the lot is the minimum 5-foot side yard setback. The applicant is experiencing some topographical issues, mostly associated with the irregular shaped lot as well as the elevations. The topals that are currently being displayed represent 2-foot increments. So from Little Lane to the rear property line, this property increases in height by 28 feet. That's a significant height increase. And then immediately to the east of this property on an adjacent lot, which is an outlot, that lot is being used solely for the purpose of stormwater detention for this subdivision. This lot was designed purposefully with the contours running swiftly towards that detention basin, and that's all part of the stormwater detention calculations that were part of the subdivision and reviewed by our engineering department. So the issue is twofold with the elevations. The farther he gets away from Monk's Road, if he were to make that the entrance into the garage, the higher you get and the steeper the elevation of the driveway gets. We, of course, prefer to have entrances not off of busier thoroughfares, but on the more residential streets. And his design is to do that, in fact, make the entrance off of Little Lane going into the garage with a circular driveway. Going back to the elevation and the topography again, yes, you can get this house to fit that footprint within the defined setbacks, but you would have to push it almost back to this 40-foot setback to give you that L shape in order to do that. And by doing that, now you've got that driveway going up 12 feet. Something that, you know, it's not very desirable for residents when we have winters with ice and snow. So that's the reason for the placement. The placement off of Little Lane is correct, and the placement off of all the other setbacks is also correct. You did receive 2 letters of objection, one from a Katharina Olson, another from a Betty Burgraff. I emailed those to you in advance of this meeting. I also supplied you with a copy of that. The applicant also has copies of it. 2 of the issues that were talked about in that letter was by placing the setback closer, that it would shorten the length of the driveway and cause parking issues. Well, the driveway is not coming off of Monk's Road, so going closer to Monk's Road is not shortening the driveway. Also indicated that they felt there was going to be issues with parking on the street in this location. As you can see, that portion of Little Lane is the only portion that has an island dividing the eastbound and westbound traffic. That's a single lane drive on each side of that island. There will be no parking on either side of that, so it's not going to be an issue from this lot or the next lot over, because it also involves the detention basin. Again, that's right there. I believe that summarizes the request and his reason for the request. That is the location of the 2 objectors whose letters you have in your hands at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you get up to the podium, please, and state your name and address, sir?
Gary Shoemaker. The address is 3625 Monk's Road. I'm the developer up there. And to get a desired home, size home on that lot, I feel I need that extra 15 feet to move that house over that 15 feet to it's to get the width that we're trying to get. So.
Barry, how close from the current retaining wall will the house be? Will that be 15 feet from the wall, or?
The property pin is, there is a property pin right on the wall, and then you'd go up 30 feet to off the front, off a little lane, using that as the front. It's probably, I don't know, 20 feet off that wall, probably.
Oh, 20 feet from the wall.
Yeah, I measured that. If we went up 30 feet off that property pin and go over 15 feet and come back towards Monk's Road, it would be 45 feet to the curb of Monk's Road at the closest point of the home, at the very closest.
So you're saying that the sidewalk isn't at the property line out there? Follow what I'm saying, because there's a sidewalk already in there.
Yeah.
The wall's right next to it.
Right.
So the retaining wall is actually on city property, or?
The retaining wall is on city property, yeah.
Is there a setback from the wall yet of city property? From the wall back? Or is the property, is that right on the property line?
My guess is that the property line is somewhere behind that wall, short distance.
Okay.
Right.
Quarter two or whatever.
Was that
right
wall constructed by the city? Or?
It was during the Monk's Road project.
Right.
Okay. Another question I have for you, sir. What's the depth of the garages?
Apparently it was 21 foot garage.
21 foot?
Yeah.
Well, you need that to put a car in.
Right. It'd be nice to go a little bit deeper, but.
Even that short.
Right, it is short.
Yeah.
So that's, that house is, that layout right there is 50 foot 8 inches, I believe, total width of the home at 21 foot depth garage.
Okay.
So be nice maybe to make that garage a little deeper, like you said. We'd have to move the house up a little bit, but.
And this house will be owner occupied, as I understand?
Yes, back home.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions of Mr. Shoemaker?
Not right now.
A question I have, staff, does this development change in any way the lot next door and the runoff, and is there any impact whatsoever on that we should be concerned about?
No, and whether he gets the variance or not, it'll be developed and it won't. No.
It should have been designed for this. I mean, if this is a buildable lot, that detention basin, and you know, it would have been designed for that type of
should have
building. So
should have. I agree.
We have to make that assumption.
Well, the specs with the subdivision have to be turned into the engineering department and reviewed.
Will this be a two or three car garage?
Three car.
Three car garage.
Yes.
Anything else? There's other lots to be built on up there. Someday they'll probably all be filled, I would assume.
They'll be what?
They'll all be filled, the lot occupied, the lots.
We're hoping so.
Yeah. But there won't be anything on the detention pond area or the lot.
No, that detention area, that it's shared lot 17. The retention pond is on that lot 17. So the house would be towards the east side of that retention pond on 17. There's room enough to get the home in there.
How wide is the next existing lot to the detention pond?
This one?
Yes.
Lot 17, it has the detention on it. Is that what?
No, he's talking about this one.
The width.
Oh, that is the width of that lot?
Yes.
Is 110 feet.
110 feet, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's adequate. Anything else?
Not right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a motion from the board?
I guess a comment. I did take, I guess I do have a question. I just wanted to see what the other audience members had to say. So why is it that, I mean, you have a certain type of building here that with a certain L-type configuration. If you were to turn that garage and face it towards Little Lane, the three-car garage, it would fit in that setback footprint.
And in the 30-foot setback footprint?
Yeah. And lined it up with the...
Well, there's only 40 feet of buildable area right there.
I'm sorry?
With that 30-foot setback, we only have like 40 foot of width to work with before we get to that retention on the east side.
I guess my comment comes from the point that that's a very difficult lot. You know, sympathize with trying to put a house of any type on that lot. It's difficult terrain. That being said, I mean, there's other configurations out there that might be more conducive to this lot. And so I guess that was one comment or maybe a question to you, if there are other configurations, other homes that possibly you could explore for that lot.
One of the covenants is up there in the addition was a side load entry garage. We're trying to stay with that.
So that's why you're trying. Okay. So.
Yeah. That accommodates that driveway pretty in that configuration fairly well.
Okay. And then I guess the next comment I have to the board in general for discussion purposes is it doesn't look like we've got any other encroachments into that side yard, that front yard setback along Monk's Road that I could tell driving through there. They're generally fairly set back. There's several that are, you know, at the 30 feet. So I guess I have a little bit of an issue with making that, you know, this is a difficult site.
Yes, it is.
I think I know what you're saying. That garage is going to jump into the line of sight. Uh-huh. And be a prominent feature as you drive up or down Monk's Road right there.
And I agree. I didn't realize about the covenants, but that makes sense with one of the letters. I guess they mentioned the covenants. Is there a board are you the association for that development? Are you that you could apply to have a variance from the covenant?
Well, I'm the owner of the lot, so, you know, I got some left up there, and I'm speaking, you know, I don't think there is a homeowner association.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, yeah.
Not really, no, not yet.
Because there's several lots out there that haven't been built on yet.
The only ones I have left are, well, there's four up on a hillside. But this corner lot, there's no problem with the other lots with the setbacks. This is the only one I have, you know, we have a problem with.
Like I said, this is a difficult lot.
No matter what,
you're building retaining walls and you're doing something special out there, I think. It's tall.
Well, the way that house sits on it, we would need that 15 feet just on that one front corner, basically. And as you go back into that lot, we wouldn't, you know, we just need it basically on the front. So we'll just need a section of that 15 feet.
Is it possible for you to explore going to the neighbors and looking at a different configuration and getting a variance from the covenant in order to get a different house configuration and non-side entry? because that's a difficulty too with that driveway being so long and having to make that turn and I don't know what the...
Well, if it was a front-load entry, is that what you're saying?
Right.
The width is still another issue. There's not enough width there with that 30-foot setback on a side setback. To get it, you know, we'd only have like 40-foot width of a house with the...
But if the garage...
And a three-car garage.
How wide is your garage?
For a three-car, what's
the... For a three-car, was it 32 feet?
That's got to be more than that.
The length of the garage?
Yeah. How far in front of the house?
It's about 35 feet.
Okay.
So you got it 21 by 35 feet.
Well, 35 feet.
So the front load wouldn't work there.
Well, you said you had 40 feet there, you know, 40-foot lot at the front. I did my little paper cutout type thing, and I was trying to say, okay, well, what if we put a front load garage in there? And, you know, I think there's something that could be done. I don't want to tell you how to and what kind of house to build and that type of thing, but I want to try and maintain, you know, the setbacks and that type of thing rather than setting a precedent along here. That's my direction. That's why I'm kept pushing a little bit. Is it something that might be you may be able to explore? And then a question, I guess, to John. If we were to deny a variance at this point, does he have the ability to come back a month from now with a different request that may be the setback?
He can come back. He can come back again. It's the special use that you have.
That you have to wait a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or you could not act on it and hold to see if something new was submitted, if you wanted to table the year action too, either way.
Yeah, what's the distance between the eastern corner of the house and the 5-foot line?
I get your point.
Could the house be moved over 4 or 5 feet?
Towards the retention pond to the east?
Yes, yes.
Well, if he maintains the side load configuration, then that makes access into the garage more difficult.
More difficult, okay.
Right.
Okay.
But I think that's what you're saying is if it's not a side load.
Right. That side load is what seems to really hurt. Yeah, you can see my little paper coming
out.
Mm-hmm.
It goes this way. This way.
Or is this a two-story, sir?
No, it'd be a ranch.
Yeah.
Sir, is this a two-story?
Yeah, ranch.
A ranch?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be two-bedroom or three?
Three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
this way the house would be a little bit more centered in the lot. And the driveway would be shorter that way with the side load. And the garage wouldn't block the whole front of the house, being a side load. Otherwise, what you're talking about, the front load, you'd block the whole front of the house.
Yep. It's a difficult lot. I completely...
I think that's the more desired plan with the side load.
What does it do to you if the house was moved towards the back of the lot and rotated slightly? I mean, as you get... back farther, you get more width.
What, swing the house?
Right.
As right on the 30-foot line?
Right.
Well,
you got a lot of land there, and if you went to the top of the lot and rotated it inside, you basically end up with a little more driveway at the front.
The driveway, say that front corner, that front corner would be over another 15 feet to the east. And then getting that driveway up in there, if that would lay much more to the east, and that slope going down to that retention is pretty severe right there. It's
quite steep, a tough
driveway to get cut in there.
It looks like you're probably going to have retaining walls for that driveway no matter what, right?
Well, perhaps on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
I think no matter what goes, it'd be going to have retaining walls.
To keep the house too little lane, it'd be a lot less excavating.
Well, thank you very much. Sorry to keep grilling you about everything. You kind of know my arguments. I guess I would prefer trying to stick try and maintain the setbacks through there. It is a difficult site. And whatever gets built on there is going to be difficult no matter what. But I think there's other options. With that, I mean, does anybody?
In years past, has the city approved anything 15 feet away from the right of way or the lot line?
15 foot away from the front property line.
Yeah. 5 feet, I can see.
I've seen them maybe approve a deck or something like that in the front yard, but I don't recall in my 18 years here that they've approved reducing a front yard setback for a structure, a principal structure.
And that's a sizable reduction as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a tough call.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to be the bad guy, but I'm going to move that we deny case number 14083 to reduce the setback at 5770 Little Lane.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Wallager?
Yes. Case number 14-083 at 5770 Little Lane, Arthur 1 District, has been denied. Thank you, Gary. Case 14-085 at 3790 East Harbor Drive at A2 District. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable garage area from 720 square feet to 1,126 square feet and reduce the required side yard setback from 5 feet to 3 feet, submitted by Rocky Bozeman. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Site's probably fairly familiar to all of us. It is on the east side of, it's on East Harbor Drive, this being the eastern city limits of Bettendorf and State Street, and it's accessible down this lane here. That's all a private drive that is the access into this area. The entirety of the property involved here is within the 100-year flood zone, and almost the entirety of that whole subdivision is within the 100-year flood zone. The applicant would like to add a structure that will serve two purposes. This area here will be a 34 foot by 15 foot garage addition, and then in this area here it would be a 12 foot by 37 foot non-vehicle storage area. To orient you, this will be the front of the house down here on East Harbor, and then the water is off the top end of the page here up in this area. If allowed, the final structure will resemble this illustration before you. Depending on the cost of this, the project may or may not need to be elevated 1 foot above the base flood elevation. The way our ordinance reads is any improvement that increases the value of the structure, and that's just the structure, not the structure and the land, more than 50% will require that it be meet today's standards, which is 1 foot above the base flood elevation. So depending upon the total project cost, it may or may not need to be raised above the flood elevation. That'll be dealt with at staff level. It's a pretty significant level. It's $45,000 plus. This project cost would have to exceed. If it is not required to be elevated, then it's going to require to have flow through provisions that will be built into its design to accommodate for flooding, which occurs up in this area frequently. All utilities and mechanicals, regardless of which direction this project goes, will be raised at such level that it will not ever be threatened by floodwaters. East Harbor Drive is the first occupied area of the city that floods. So this is the area that's probably most prone to flooding and has occupied structures on it. If this is allowed, I gave you the breakdown of all the garages on East Harbor Drive. I'm not going to go over each one of those individually, but this will be one of the largest garage structures on East Harbor Drive. And that calculation, of course, does not include this area here, which is an additional 444 square feet. So it is going to be a significant increase into a structure that's already within the 100-year flood zone. It's increasing approximately 53% of the intrusion into the 100-year flood zone. I believe that summarizes what's being requested before you. The code does allow additions to go in the flood zones. Of course, every place we go to where we're involved with training with either DNR or FEMA, cities are strongly encouraged to seek alternate things and not have additional encroachments into the floodway, but it is allowed by ordinance. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that summarizes what's being requested.
Thank you. I don't remember if I asked if there's an affidavit of publication on this, John.
There is.
Thank you. And is there anyone here wishing? Oh, just a minute, Dave.
Mr. Chairman, before we begin discussion of this, I need to go on record, as you've been previously notified, that due to a possible conflict of interest in this case, I'll need to recuse myself and not participate in either discussion or voting.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Rockne Brosman, 3790 East Harbor Drive. This is my wife Holly here. Actually, the home is titled in her name. As I see it, there are three issues here. Number one is the flood elevation. This one house was raised in 1993 using FEMA money, and it satisfied all the requirements at that time, which means the floor elevation at least 1 foot above whatever elevation they establish, and the mechanicals as well. And here's some 2011 photos.
Mind if I step up here to speak? That's fine.
I would have hoped that they would have had a flood elevation certificate at that time, but
you didn't.
Nobody can find it or know anything about it. We get correspondence from FEMA every year. Here's the claim number. But this was in 2011 where the water got to 14.97 feet. And I have laser, and I shot all the yards
the spring.
17 feet,
which is the highest the water ever got, still doesn't get to the garage elevation. So I'm really not worried about flood issues. Besides that, to do anything, you have to get a flood development permit?
Flood development permit, yes.
And none of this is going to be impacted by that. I know I'll have to go get a flood elevation certificate to certify all that stuff, but with regard to the flood issues, there's still another bite at the apple. So the variances that I'm asking for are the garage ratio. And I would take issue with that this would be one of the largest garages. Hunt's home. He has the two car attached, and then he has a little one car off of Harbor Drive towards the south. But that whole, I think it's 30 by 60, is garage down there. He offers it out for boat storage, car storage. Then my neighbor to the south, they have a two car attached on the right.
The largest ones.
And then there's another one car on the left. And I don't think that got properly calculated with regard to the...
Calculations are the ones that are used off the assessor's website. So that's strictly how we use
them. And the assessor's website doesn't show that as a garage.
Mm-hmm.
But it clearly is. And then we go two houses down, Bierman's. I forget the address. But it has like a 40 by 50 car garage, 2,000 square feet. I did the ratio on that. It's 100%, 105%. And so what is that I'm proposing calculate to? Is it like 46% or something like that? 48? And I understand.
Yeah.
And I understand the need for that kind of ratio, but it's used on living area. I would suggest that when somebody finishes their basement and you add that to their living area, lots of houses are going to be over 40%. With regard to hopefully that satisfies that issue, that I would not be the largest garage out here or whatever. And furthermore, this house was built in the 60s, and it's 22 feet wide, has a 15-foot door. You would hope they would put a 16-foot door on it, but they didn't. Frankly, just ran out of space. I could barely get two cars in there, but I'm trying to get the lawnmower, the golf cart, the bicycles, the two kayaks, the paddle boat out of the weather in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I think you don't want to set a precedence on is the setbacks. People down there have flood walls, concrete flood walls. I don't see any difference between having a flood wall this high, 3 foot from the property line, than a garage wall that's 10 foot tall. And you're supposed to have, what, 20 foot of setback total in an A2?
Walls, terraces, things like that are at most considered like fence structures, which are allowed all the way out to the property lines.
I understand, but they're there for a reason. Like,
oh, absolutely. They're there to keep the water up.
Well, to get fire trucks or mm-hmm. fire hoses to the back, and a 4 foot concrete wall is an impediment. No different than a garage.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor has a total, his structure is 87 feet wide. His garage, his house, his other garage. He has 13 foot of total setback. When I'm done, I'll still have a total of 25 feet of setback. 3 on this side, 22 on this side. So I don't think I'm impairing safety issues or access to the rear or whatever. And the lot that's adjacent to where I'm going is vacant. They have a lot of flexibility whatever they do, whatever they're going to do. And so I think these requests are not unreasonable, and I don't think you would be setting precedents by granting either of them. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is the neighbor comfortable with you going 3 feet from his lot line?
I haven't talked to him. The Stowes, they have
a
vacant parcel.
Well, whatever. You want a 3 foot from the lot.
Right. I want to go from 5 foot to 3 foot.
Right. Yeah. Is there any problem with that?
I wouldn't think that they
wouldn't. Okay.
But I don't know how to reach them.
Okay. Well, and it was published, and all adjacent owners would have been received, would have received the notice, so they would have had a chance to come.
The residents that are there, they don't have an issue.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes.
Just a question for you. Is your current garage 24 foot deep?
28.
28?
Mm-hmm.
So about that much is going to be 2 hours. So you will you be in the water with your addition back you're putting on back here?
Yeah, but it'll be up.
Okay.
That's
the very good
elevation.
Okay. No, that's a very good graphic, and first I've seen that.
This does not have a basement then, this home.
This home? Not usable.
Not usable, no. Okay.
No. It was a crawl space.
Okay.
And then they raised the home 4 feet.
Filled it all in?
They didn't fill it in. It's what? Down there. It's just.
And the additions will not have a.
No basement. Approach.
Yeah.
Does it fill with water then?
We have 5 sump pumps.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
It's groundwater. It's not like it's flood water, though.
Okay. Okay. Anything else from the board? Mary?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Is anyone else here to wish to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, we'll ask for a motion.
I would ask that we split the motions rather than keeping them
separate
together. I'd rather have them split.
One for the garage and one for the 3 feet. Okay.
I understand the wish for the 15-foot garage and going through an addition myself that's only 13 feet and bearing walls and that type of thing. I completely understand the difficulties. But I feel that I'm not really for the setback.
For the 3 foot setback?
For the 3 foot, reducing the setback. So that's a pretty small setback to begin with. It's 5 feet. So that's fine. That's just why I want to separate the motions. But
is there a motion to accept her request for the two items, Mary?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
Okay. You want to make both motions?
Well, I'll make one motion that we approve the case 085, the variance to increase the allowable garage area from 720 to 1126 at 3790 East Harbor.
There's been a motion and a second?
I'm sorry, second.
Did you call the roll, Lisa? I'm sorry. I was thinking here.
Johnson?
That's dangerous.
Yes.
Springer?
Yes.
Oliver?
Yes. Now, the other motion is to go from 5 feet to 3 feet.
And I just recalled, too, there's 3 of us. How does that work for a quorum?
You have to have 3 votes to approve the variance.
I personally, if there's no neighbor next door, I don't have a problem with the 3 feet. And you said there was no neighbor next door? It's a vacant lot? It's a vacant lot. And we have allowed garages and alleys to be 3 feet from the lot line in the past.
From alleys?
from alleys. We just did a month or two ago.
But not from adjacent structures.
I'm sorry?
But not necessarily side yard setbacks from other...
Permanent structure? You mean the house and everything?
Yeah.
No, this was a separate garage, remember? I don't have a problem with that myself, but because it's a vacant lot.
But if it's... It won't remain vacant, I'm sure.
Someday, somebody will build on it.
It also constrains the, you know, the next person who may or may not ever come in there. A person that comes in there, what is the lot? It's got to be a shared. It's usually a minimum of five with a combined of, what did you say, 20?
5 and 20, yes.
Are there any other properties down there along East or West Harbor where that are that close? I mean, it'd be 8 feet apart. If there were, you know, between structures.
I don't know that I can definitively answer that for you. I think obviously the vast majority of them have the proper setbacks. It's, boy, this is a unique area.
Mm-hmm.
The rear yard is in the middle of the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
So you've actually got, for each lot there, what, 20, 25% of their lot is in
water.
Water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Typically,
that's a good graphic there. That shows you his lot line in relationship to land and water.
Mm-hmm. That's where most of his properties are.
50 foot of your lot in the water.
I'm sorry?
50 feet, 5,000 square feet by 100, 5,000 square feet out of your 25,000 square feet. 20% water, but 20,000 square foot lots out of the water.
And for whatever reason, we have an association as well, and we actually had a meeting on Monday and took the plan to them to get approval for what we were going to do in the neighborhood. There's 38 homes or whatever in the neighborhood, so they know the plan. They know the drawing of what we want to do with the lot. So as far as the association goes, they approve the plan.
Well, this is a garage next to an existing lot, and I don't have a problem with it, but somebody else, other people do, because the lot is vacant, but it could be built on as long as the people know that or will find that out when they come to build. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, just in case there's any misconception, wherever any structures are on this lot has no effect on the buildable area of the adjacent lot.
He still has to be 5 feet from his lot line.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it we don't require 10 foot between structures. Basically, everything we do is relative to lot lines.
The lot line.
So I didn't know if there's a misconception there.
It just reduces, if he wants to build there, it reduces it to 8 feet. Is there any problem with fire code or anything like that?
The building code requires that if you get closer in your residential properties than 3 foot to a side property line, then you have to fire protect. So this is just outside of that requirement of fire protection relative to property lines.
And if you look at this plot plan that, you know, we have in here, if you scroll down, I mean, I had to make it really big to see it, but if you scroll down, there are quite a few properties that sit right on the lot line, or we're pretty darn close. If you go, you know, closer to the mouth of the river, there's two right down there, three right down there that look like they're right on the lot line on both sides of the harbor.
We have found that real life, which you're seeing on this graphic, is an estimation. And,
right.
And it varies significantly sometimes. So we've even seen things on GIS that looks like the house is over a lot line, and you get down there and it's not.
It's not.
All depends on the angle that the airplane is at the time they take the shot.
Well, and how long has this neighborhood been in here since the 70s?
Yeah.
60s? So who knows what's been built without
permit?
And how many lots are still out there?
The one next to us is vacant because the house that was there burnt down, I don't know, 5 years ago, something like that, 4 years ago. And then there's another lot, open lot, on the other side of our neighbor toward the river. That's it. That's the only two big ones.
So the only issue I would have is I would say this might be a unique circumstance for this neighborhood, so I guess I wouldn't be against it for that reason, but there is a possibility that we would see somebody else want to build a garage and want to go 3 feet from their lot line and not, you see the dilemma that I have is then they come back, but that one is built next to and their neighbor is only 5 feet from their lot line, and now we've got an issue.
It would only affect the vacant lot right next to
for
us.
You.
No, but if someone else not in the development somebody. Wanted to do the same thing.
Well, we could go through it case by case and...
No, I don't think you're understanding what she's saying.
Saying in the future, your neighbor three or four houses down who's only 5 feet wants to build to 3 feet on their lot line because we've set the precedent here, but their neighbor right next to them may only be 5 feet from their property line. They may be 20, 30 feet on the other side, but...
They've all done that. They got to 5 feet.
But you see why?
I understand in principle. That's why we're asking for a variance, and that's why I raised the point where I don't think a concrete wall 4 feet high is any different. And there are a lot of my neighbors is 3 feet off the property line, concrete wall. So I don't think you're.
Well,
establishing precedents.
No, we are establishing precedent if we vote for it because a 4 foot wall is different than a 10 foot structure or 8 foot, 10 foot structure that obstructs, you know. So it is different, but
the comment about the reasoning behind the distance between the houses is mainly for access of emergency vehicles and things like that. Is that what that's for?
It's for many reasons. Provide light and ventilation around properties. Part of it is for the life safety aspect.
I guess because of the unique situation, you know, I like to try and stick with the setbacks, but because of the unique situation, I guess if it's difficult because it has to be a unanimous decision. If one of us dissents, therefore it fails.
Correct.
It's denied no matter what. So, Norm, would you like to make a motion?
Excuse me, I'm going back. Did we approve the 1,126 square feet?
You did.
Yes, we did.
We did, okay. So this request is to reduce the side yard setback from 5 feet to 3 feet, submitted by Rockne Bozeman. I make a motion that we approve the 3 foot setback on case number 14-085 at 3790 East River Drive. Is there a second?
I will second it.
Okay. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Johnson?
Yes.
Spranger?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 14-085 at 3790 East River Drive, A2 District, has been approved. Thank you, sir. Good luck.
Thank you.